Hello, everyone, and welcome to Now Spinning, the official podcast of the Lansing Community College Vinyl Record Club. We meet twice a month to listen to vinyl and talk about music. Stay tuned to learn about how you can get in touch with us and attend our meetings.
Hello, everybody. This is Tyler. Simon's not here right now. He'll be back, but we also have Andy here.
Hi.
But today, we have a pretty good playlist to talk about.
Yes.
We're talking about the...
Colors of Clue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like the Colonel Mustard.
Yes. So any
Professor
cover
Plum,
that's like...
Purple, yeah. Red, white, blue, yellow.
Yes. Any album of those colors.
Yeah.
So we got a fun collection.
A very wide range of music genres, too.
Although noticeable exceptions are Weezer's Blue Album.
Or the Beatles' White Album.
Yeah, the Beatles' White Album. That was a shocker that those two didn't come up.
Yeah.
But I did bring in Prince's.
Yeah, so let's go crazy. First off, to start, we've got some great little country rock by Michael Nesmith and the First National Band. We got Calico Girlfriend. It's one of my favorite, if I could say most Monkees fans' favorite Monkee is Mike. Very influential, at least in terms of like country rock, because Magnetic South, the song this album is from, Calico Girlfriend, was off Magnetic South. It's one of the first instances of country rock, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, I was listening to this before we recorded, and it was a jamming. I was jamming along to it. Like, that was really, really, really fun.
Yeah.
To listen to.
Next up, we've got a little Bill Haley and his Comets, a song from 1955. It's not Shake, Rattle, and Roll. It's not Rock Around the Clock.
That's this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's Bill Haley. Yeah. It's Dim Dim the Lights. Some notable pieces of this include him name-dropping potato chips and cherry Coke, which I think is pretty funny. It's a nice little sock hop sort of song. Great if you're a fan of the 50s.
Yeah.
Totally recommend.
I mean, this guy is credited with inventing... really inventing rock and roll, like
at least
instance of rock and roll.
Yeah, I'd say it's more so bringing it to a white audience.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'd say he is definitely a pioneer. I'd say that's a pretty good term to put him in. And next up is a song that I brought in called Mr. Hyde by the Cherry People, which interesting kind of sunshine pop sort of sounding thing about Mr. Hyde, assuming, you know, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Mr. Hyde, please come outside. You know, that's what's kind of going along in my mind about it.
Yeah.
But they only released, I'm pretty sure that was the only album they released.
I've never heard of the Cherry People, so they might be a one-hit wonder.
I think so, because this album on Spotify, it says, including their 1968 hit, and Suddenly. So I assume that was their big hit.
Yeah,
it's a good song.
Are these,
you know,
from
good
like
album.
The '60s? Are these like the pop rock people, like the Beatles sound?
No, it's more sunshine pop.
More sunshine
pop, like Harper's Bazaar, Spanky and Our Gang, you know, stuff like that. And next up, we've got a good yellow song, Mellow Yellow by Donovan. Interesting guy, Donovan here. He was the guy that made Sunshine Superman and Season of the Witch and Mellow Yellow. Those are like three most well-known songs. This song, it's very yellow, I do have to say.
Yeah, look talks at about the album art. That's like, there's gold on it.
Yeah. Next up, let's talk about some White Freightliner Blues by Townes Van Zandt. Not to be confused with Ronnie Van Zandt of Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I haven't heard this guy. I think he's been played, so I guess I have heard of him. But this is like up north sort of songs. Like if you're up north, you know, on a boat, maybe a White Freightliner, maybe, then this is the perfect song. And Townes Van Zandt is the perfect feel for that. If I had discovered him when I was up north working on Mackinac Island, I would have probably listened to all of his albums.
So you're saying that he's like a mood setter?
Yeah, very much so. When I was driving up here today, I was listening to it and I was like, no, this isn't the vibe. But if I was driving up north with maybe some trees and not as much concrete around, then I'd say, heck yes. But it's just good, chill, nice music. I think it was live as well. Yes, it is live. Where? We don't know.
Who knows? Live versions are definitely, you can, sounds different than the recording album.
Yeah.
There's more, it's usually like a bit up tempo. There's like more to it.
Yeah.
More energy to it.
I mean, we talked about the live songs and stuff in our live meeting episode
right.
a while back, and how most live songs are live in parentheses, like Beach Boys Party or Live Bullet. It's like recorded live with quotation marks around it, because usually there's some editing in post-production to bring up like cheering and all that stuff,
right?
Which is pretty nice.
So there's definitely like editing to do the mixing,
yeah,
make sure that you're not just getting screams,
yeah,
and the crowd noise behind it, getting the actual song.
Yeah, I can't really say, because I've never edited an album or produced an album or mixed an album or anything like that, but I assume you hear like lots of guitar or something like that, and the audience can sound very faint. And yeah, so they like to pump that up to make it, you know, sound pretty good, at least I believe. Next up is Strange Life Tragicomedy by Ultimate Spinach. Interesting. Ultimate Spinach and Cherry People. This would have been two good bands for a food meeting.
That would have been, yeah.
Yeah, but Strange Life Tragicomedy.
Very red album.
Yeah.
Very bad.
That was the theme, bring in colored albums and stuff like that. And people did bring in colored vinyl too, which I really did appreciate.
Oh my God, yes. That was fun.
But back to the music.
Next, we got Take Five, and I've been dying to play this ever since.
You've been dying to talk about it too,
yes,
I can
ever
tell.
Ever since I joined the club. And so Take Five from Dave Brubeck's Time Out is called Take Five because it is written in 5/4. Uh-huh. So if you don't know, music is measured in how many beats there are until the pattern repeats. So almost every single song you hear, especially nowadays, are written in 4/4. You can count it 1, 2, 3, 4. Most waltzes are written 3/4. So if you listen to Piano Man, marches are usually written in 2/4. So if you listen to Sousa, that's 2/4.
I love Sousa.
You can go like 6/8. If you want to be really technical, you can go 12/8. But 5/4 is, you don't normally hear that because it's extremely awkward to count. You got to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you swing it, you gotta ba dum ba dum bum bum ba dun da dun down down. So it kind of just writes itself there.
I see what you're picking up. I'm picking up what you're laying down here.
Yeah. So Dave Brubeck just put a simple blues line to it, and so you just got the ba di 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 ba di ba di ba dum ba dum ba dum ba ba da dum ba dum ba ba down down. And this was written at a time when jazz got very technical. Like, this is the time of Miles Davis, John Coltrane. Like, you can just, like, classic.
So, like 50s sort of stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
Kind of like that. And I think it was so successful that I think there's, like, spoofs. I know someone wrote, like, a Take Seven. So, like, yeah, it got real fun there for a moment.
That's interesting. Very interesting. It's very snappy and jazzy and stuff like that. Very much so. Going back to Strange Life Tragicomedy, you kind of jumped the spinach, I guess. It's kind of a rocking kind of garage thing that I really like. Anyway, jumping back is I Lied to You by Miles Kanton. It's from Sinners, which is like, I believe it was won some awards or was nominated for some Academy Awards, I believe. It's got Michael B. Jordan in it. I haven't seen it, but somebody brought up a very interesting idea up on social media that I saw, that there are no A-list actors anymore.
Really?
There's only, like, directors. Like, you see this, it's not like, oh, it says, the album cover says, Sinners, original motion picture soundtrack. It doesn't say, starring Michael B. Jordan, da-da-da-da-da. It says, a film by Ryan Coogler, and his name is in yellow. It's a different color. So most movies are, like,
right,
you know, more directors than, like, actors and actresses
by the,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for like way back in the 50s and 40s where it's like Cary Grant or like
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like
starring
that.
Starring Jim Carrey. Yes.
Yeah. But aside from the movie tangents and all that stuff, an interesting little bit is Cannibal by Tally Hall. This is very interesting stuff. I know Tally Hall is big in like the club. Oh. It's a very, very black and white. It's a cool looking cover, be honest, kind of bringing up the theme of the different colored covers. I think that could be the theme of like a black and white and gray meeting.
There's a lot of albums black and white.
Yeah, so I know. And gray too. Like yes. The Stranger is kind of gray. You know, and Weezer, black album. Beatles, white album.
You can call it Harley Q because that's like, you know, the classic black and white clowns.
Yeah.
Harley Q, that whole thing. So, yeah.
Next up, we've got Ride My Seesaw by the Moody Blues. Jacob brought this in.
Moody Blues are fantastic.
Yeah.
I got another one of the records.
Yeah.
Oh, that one was blue. I don't know why I brought it.
Jacob's was blue because it was like a compilation of their stuff. And, it was pretty good, I gotta say. You know, very, very 60s, very kind of like acid rock kind of. But the Moody Blues, they're really good. If you want to get into said Moody Blues, you gotta be moody and you gotta feel blue. You also gotta look for them in the dollar bin. They're a pretty notable sight in the dollar bin. I gotta get into them.
Yeah, I've also got to get into them.
Yeah.
I have one of the records.
Go to the record lounge. I am 99% sure you will see a Moody Blues record in that dollar bin. Not as much as like Barbara Streisand or Kenny Rogers. Next up, we have a record that I wanted to bring in for a long time. We've got Orange Blossom Special by Doug Kershaw. It's very interesting. It kind of goes slow. It's, you know, Doug Kershaw, we've talked about him in previous meetings and all that stuff. He's a Cajun guy born in Louisiana. He made Louisiana Man, which is like his big known hit. And it's like covered by a few bands like Harper's Bazaar and Jan and Dean.
Wow.
But in this one, it's strictly instrumental. It's just him on his fiddle and he's, you know, doing a cover of the tune Orange Blossom Special, which if you've heard the Johnny Cash version, I believe it's a harmonica that goes, but it goes softer and louder.
So like Southern rock a bit?
More like Southern Cajun folk music.
Oh.
Where the song goes softer, louder, louder, to louder, to louder, to louder, and slower, to faster, to faster, to faster, faster. And he just goes hog wild on that fiddle. It's wild. I suggest, as I've mentioned before, listen to Doug Kershaw. He's got good Cajun stuff.
So next, after that, we got Prince, Let's Go Crazy from the Purple Rain album. And yes, we could have played Purple Rain, but even I can admit that Purple Rain is a bit overplayed.
Whoa, hold on. Are you admitting that an overplayed song is overplayed?
Yeah, wow. That's big. I have the guy that's all mainstream. I don't care.
Yeah.
Good songs are good songs. But Purple Rain's a bit overplayed.
Yeah.
Not to say that Let's Go Crazy is not overplayed.
Well, it's a little bit, but it's not. Like, I've said this before. I'm not, like, Prince is awesome.
Prince is awesome.
Like, I've said this before, time and time again, where I wasn't, like, a fan of this song, and then I heard it once. I heard it again, but in like the comic book store in downtown Lansing. And I was like, wait a minute, this song isn't that bad. And it's not. It's just, I don't like how he drags out the ending, but I really admire him. He's an excellent guitar player.
Have you seen the clips of him doing a big giant solo at some rock concert?
Of what song?
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah, that was at the concert for George, the concert that they did for George Harrison after he passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen the clips at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and my God, does he just go at it.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's goosebumps.
It is.
It very much so.
Also, from this album, I want to talk about the vinyl. So I brought this one in. And I bought it at Target, so it's a little fancy.
Yeah.
And it's a purple vinyl. But when you hold it up to the light, you can actually like kind of see through it. And there's a tie-dye effect. I don't know if that's just a byproduct of how they made the ink or something.
My assumption, cool. on purpose is my assumption.
I've heard.
Very much so. I do want to mention, Jacob also brought Mustard Plug. I love Mustard Plug. Coming from the guy that only listens to 60s and stuff, Mustard Plug is great. I recommend that you listen to him.
Yeah.
Do I have anything about to say about What You Say, which is a song that was played? Not too much. Just go listen to Mustard Plug. Next up, we've got Blue Danube Waltz by Symphony Orchestra.
Blue Danube, yes. Jacob also brought that in.
Shout out, Jacob.
Yes.
I got to do it. Friend of the show. Speaking of waltzes and how earlier you were talking about, you know, 5/8, 4/4, 3/4, this is a great waltz. Do you have anything to say about it, Andy?
No, other than when he played it, the transition from the previous song that was played during the meeting was absolutely fantastic. I think, what was it? It was like some hyped up rock going crazy, and then you just get Blue Danube.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, what a power move that was.
There are so many waltzes that are great. I recommend if you want to deep dive into something else, like if you're bored of what you listen to on a day-to-day, for one, listen to these playlists. They're out on our website. Look up Lansing LCC Community College Vinyl Record Club. Look it up online. And you'll see all of our playlists from all of our meetings. You'll also see podcast episodes and like some little factoids about our members and stuff like that. But
and a schedule for when you want to come to our next meeting.
Or if you don't want to, you can listen to some waltzes or listen to some classical.
Or bring in whatever. It's completely optional. Up to you.
Yes.
But please come in, enjoy some free pizza, and listen to great music.
Yes, I agree. Speaking of great music, next song, Young Lust, Pink Floyd.
Yes.
Love that song. I love the wall.
And you maybe do the transition from the, I forgot what the previous song
the
on
blue
this album is.
Empty Spaces.
Empty Space, like, yeah, the transition on the
how should I complete the wall? Boom. I'm just a new boy.
Yeah.
Stranger in this town. You know, all that stuff. I told you that transition's amazing.
It was.
The Wall is amazing. Spectacular album. I could not recommend it more than any other. I'd say it's even better than Dark Side of the Moon. But, you know, that's...
I concur, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just Pink Floyd. I'm sure we'll probably do a deep dive Pink Floyd sometime. Like, you can't just talk about Young Lust. You got to talk about the whole thing. I know we've talked about Run Like Hell and Waiting for Worms and The Trial and Comfortably Numb and all like the well-known songs.
The Wall, part two.
Yeah. I'm more of a fan of Brick in the Wall, part three. Anyway, the last song is Give a Damn by previously mentioned Spanky and Our Gang. And this album cover is...
very yellow.
Very yellow.
Very, very yellow.
Very much so. It's about, you know, like, give a damn for your fellow man. You know, those are some of the lyrics in... how would you feel if you put your girl to sleep at night with rats instead of nursery rhymes? Oh. But I got it on 45. It was my first Spanky and Our Gang album that I have. Great sunshine pop group. I recommend them. But other than that, next meeting is April 2nd.
April 2nd.
I believe. 5 to 6:30 in the Office of Empowerment at the Arts and Sciences Building.
Main campus.
Free pizza, free soda, free vibes. Good people.
Yes.
Well.
That does it.
That's it. Thank you all for joining us. Simon will be back and will be better than ever. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.